And our community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church. Our scheduled guest unable to make it in, apparently, probably because it's a Tuesday after a holiday weekend. But Dory's in to talk about some of upcoming events and, of course, Sunfest on Friday, but that's not
what
we're talking.
We'll look forward to Sunfest or Medfest or whatever it's going to be. How's the long-range forecast look, Charlie?
Friday night, 50% chance for rain. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Saturday night, 40% chance for some showers. But we do have a mostly sunny Sunday, so maybe we'll at least be able to finish with some good things.
Well, and usually when it rains, it's the scattered stuff, too. You know, so there'll be some fun time in there in between. Maybe the sun will shine.
And we have had some excellent concerts in some pretty good rain, and people stuck around anyway.
Exactly. Well, and what are they? This year they're having again the squirt gun fight. So hey, if it's raining, it won't matter. They're wet anyway.
There you go.
But no. I just want to talk about Bartlesville Ladies Connection again. It's my pleasure to be a part of this ladies group, and any lady can join us anytime they'd like to. Bartlesville Ladies Connection is open to everyone. We don't have membership or dues. Just come to one of our events and join us when you can. We try and schedule them once a month to have an event. It might be a luncheon, it might be an evening event, it might be a brunch. Just kind of depends on the schedule and where we are and what we're doing. Coming up, our next event is going to be Thursday, June 8th. So we're actually taking reservations now for it. And it's going to be at Hope Stone Cancer Support Center at their new building downtown.
Easy to find.
Easy to find right there, 206 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard. So it's in the middle of the block downtown. Some people are familiar with Hope Stone when it was a block west, but they've come, I guess, two blocks east now to their new location. So we'll be showing off their new location and letting people know about all the wonderful services that Hope Stone does for cancer patients and their families. It's been a outstanding support group for people, so we're glad to be able to go there and kind of highlight it and show it off just a little bit.
You know, a support group like that, it's a scary diagnosis regardless anytime you mention the word, but friends like the folks that hang around down there, they make it a little bit less scary.
Exactly, and you have a chance to do fun things together and mingle and network in a way that's non-threatening, you know, and stuff too, to encourage each other. So that's what Hope Stone is all about. So we're going to be there for the luncheon on June 8th, 11:45 to 1 p.m. We try and keep it just about an hour lunch because if people are working downtown and can sneak over and join us, we'd like them to join us if they can. If we get too much longer than that, it's hard for working gals to come. But so we try and keep it so that the working gals can come too. And it's $9 for the luncheon. And I'm trying to remember the lunch. It seems like we're having sliders and fresh fruit and some nice summer type menu or whatever is what we're going to have for lunch. We always have an inspirational speaker as part of our events. And our inspirational speaker this month is coming from Tulsa. Her name is Jessica Dyer. And she's going to talk about hope from one culture to another. She actually grew up in India. Okay. And I think her family was Hindu for the most part. And she just didn't have that hope that she saw in other people's lives. And so she's discovered where it really can come from. And that's what she wants to share with people. So she will talk about how she made a culture change, you know, too, that how it was different to come here. And but yet people did embrace her and loved on her. And she just wants to share that with others as well. So she has a great story. And I know people will enjoy getting to hear Jessica and meet Jessica. She's just a delightful person. And we are saying that if people would like to bring something to donate to Hope Stone, we call it our optional community connection. It's optional. You can bring something to help share with the group that we're talking about. So Hope Stone has said that they can use bottled water, both large and small, for when the kids are there, the small bottles, paper towels, toilet paper, hand soap, styrofoam plates, gallon-sized Ziplocs, freezer containers for meals, furniture polish, dishwasher soap, Hobby Lobby or Walmart gift cards, just your basic things that they can use.
Sounds like stuff people use every day.
Exactly. So if people would like to come, it does cost $9 for the lunch, but then optionally bring something if you'd like to share with Hope Stone. We do need reservations, though, because we cater in the food, and it's not like if you're at a restaurant and all of a sudden they can make a couple extra dishes. We just have the amount of food there. So we do need reservations, and we ask for the reservations 2 days ahead of time by Tuesday, June 6th at noon. And there's several ways that you can make reservations. You can do a phone number, you can do an email, or you can do a text. Probably just the easiest one for people, if they're out in the car right now, just call us at the radio station here and talk and ask for Dori, and I'll get your reservation and get it in for you.
Wait another 5 minutes. She's still on the air.
Right. But if you call us here, we'll be glad to take your reservation for Bartlesville Ladies Connection and join us when you can. Bartlesville Ladies Connection also does Bible studies throughout the community. And actually on Tuesday mornings, we have one at the YMCA at 10:30. And so you can join us this morning if you'd like to at 10:30 for that. It's open to anyone who'd like to join us. We usually meet back in one of the back rooms at the YMCA, and so just ask at the front desk and they'll tell you where we are. And then we also have some Bible studies that are at the Activity Center at First Baptist Church.
Okay.
And they're one in the morning and one in the afternoon on Tuesdays also. We've got some that are in people's homes. The nice thing about our Bible studies is that if you've never been in a Bible study before, it's easy to follow along because the study book that we use matches to the version of the Bible that we use. I mean, it's a common version, but we all use the same one so the page numbers can match up. And so if they say turn to John 3:16, you might turn to page 582 or whatever. It's easier if you're not familiar where the books of the Bible are. So we really make it seeker-friendly for people to come and join and be a part of our Bible studies. And so, again, there's no membership or dues. Just join us and be a part of us.
If you've come once, you're a member.
Exactly. Just if you've never come, you're still a member. You just join us. And then also, we do Bible studies in the jail on Wednesday afternoons. And we've done this for more than 5 years now. And we go into both of the women's pods and take the Bible studies again. The Bible studies, they have the page numbers, so it makes it easy for the gals who've never been in one before, and it's just a good introduction for them into the Bible, and so that's just been a wonderful opportunity that we've had. We also go to the jail once a month and do an event kind of like our luncheon, where we take a speaker, and we also have some kind of topic. We might talk about job interviews, or we might talk about parenting or nutrition, or we might talk about forgiveness, or just different anger issues, and things like this that we call it life lesson. We bring a life lesson to them that that can help them in some way. And so that's a privilege that Bartlesville Ladies Connection doesn't take lightly. We work with the Sheriff's Department really closely to make sure we're following all the rules and doing the things that we need to do, because we do feel it a privilege to be able to go and be with them. So that's a little bit about Bartlesville Ladies Connection. We have some more fun events coming up this summer too. Actually,
your summer schedule usually always has some of the neatest things going. Not that December or January or it doesn't matter, but the summertime.
We are, and in July we're actually going to my house, Charlie. So I invite everybody to come to my house. I don't know if Kevin wants everybody invited to our house, but that's okay.
One issuing the invitation.
I am, and usually we have about anywhere 80 to 100 ladies who come, and we call it our game night, our girls' night out game night, and we'll play bunco and bingo. And we'll have some coloring tables because coloring's hot now. We'll also have line dancing to do. If people want to sit and put their feet in the pool and just cool off a little bit, they can do that. We'll have an inspirational speaker as well. She's coming actually from Amarillo, Texas. Her name is Melanie Grace, and she's a singer too. So she's going to kind of go along with our line dancing a little bit. She's going to sing some songs with us and give us some inspirational talk as well. And so it should be a really fun evening. So mark your calendars for that. It's Thursday, July 13th, the 13th of July. And again, we'll need reservations ahead of time because we have food. We always have food. It's not a dinner, but this will be a dessert bar. And Caroline Castleberry is our queen of making all the best desserts. And we'll have make your own sundaes, but we'll also have cakes and cookies and cupcakes and all kinds of things like that too. So that's a real fun night on July 13th. Then in August the 2nd, 3rd, Thursday in August is August 10th. We're going to be in Dewey, and we're going to the Heritage Theater and Cafe, and we're doing a fashion show. And once again, resale shop there in Dewey is going to be doing the fashion show. So, you know, it's amazing some of the great looks you can get at a resale shop, and that's what we're going to show off a little bit too from that. So, again, we'll have a speaker. She's going to come from Arkansas, and she's a former business gal, and just really a neat speaker as well. So I think you'll enjoy that on August 10th. So that's our summer. We are just really looking forward to the different events, and hope people will look at Bartlesville A's Connection and join us when they can.
Sounds like a great deal. Yeah, I know you have things going on throughout the year, but the next 3 months is pretty much typical of what you'll find the other nine.
Yeah, and September, we're talking about maybe doing some girls' night out at the Merck. So that should be a lot of fun to do in September. October, we're going to be at Hillcrest Country Club and have our annual fundraiser auction that we do. We're going to do a cake competition again for centerpieces, and we'll have live auction for the fancy cakes that are made and that are our centerpieces. So that'll be a lot of fun in October. Can't remember November. That's too far off.
We'll talk about that some other time.
Okay, sounds good.
And again, it's all free. Just come as you want to come as you are and have a good time.
Come as you are, yeah. There's usually, you know, because we have food at the events, there's just, you know, the meal costs for whatever events that we have. But join us when you can. Each one is a little different. If you need details, call me here at the station, and I'll let you know about it.
And now you can call 918-336-1001. Dory, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Charlie.
Morning.
Have a great day.
And that's a Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant